Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge dieses Englisch Lernen Podcasts mit dem Avatar Training der Speed Learning Academy. Wir sind bei Video 71. Wenn du ein Abo an der Speed Learning Academy hast, dann hast du die entsprechenden Texte dazu, kannst dir den Text für Video 71 raussuchen. Ansonsten hör hier einfach zu, mach die Übungen mit. Heute geht es um Preisverhandlungen. Wir haben ja letztes Mal über Kleiderkauf gesprochen und jetzt geht es darum, was man sagen kann, wenn man mit dem Preis nicht ganz einverstanden ist. Also, hören wir einfach mal rein. Ich demonstriere die Technik zuerst wieder und danach hast du die Möglichkeit, ohne mein Dazwischengerede diese Übung nochmal selbst zu machen. Okay, also viel Spaß. Wir starten jetzt.
Hello.
Hi.
I hope the exercises from the last video are working well.
Yeah, they do.
Today we will negotiate a bit more when we go shopping.
Perfect.
For this we will take the same dialogues as in the previous video.
I see.
But this time you say that the price is too expensive and you don't like the product.
Okay.
Here is an example. Brown shoes, size 43. The conversation begins as follows. Good afternoon. Do you have brown shoes, size 45? I am the salesman and then answer. Yes, we have brown shoes in size 45. Then you ask. How much do the shoes cost? I answer, for example, with. The shoes cost 79 euros. Now it's your turn to reply. That's too expensive for me. Besides, I don't like the shoes. I will not buy these shoes. Did you understand everything?
Oh yes, I did.
Then let's get started.
That's perfect me.
Black shoes, size 41.
Good afternoon. Do you have black shoes, size 41?
Yes, we have black shoes, size 41.
Perfect. How much do they cost?
The shoes cost 58 euros.
Oh, that's too expensive. Apart from that, I don't like them.
Red dress, size 38.
Do you have a red dress, size 38?
Yes, we have a red dress, size 38.
Perfect. And how much does it cost?
The dress costs 134 euros.
Gosh, is that expensive. No, thank you, I won't take it.
Green t-shirt, size L.
Do you have green t-shirts, size L?
Yes, we have a green t-shirt in size L.
And how much is the price for that beautiful t-shirt?
The t-shirt costs 39 euros.
Wow, the t-shirt is beautiful, but the price is ugly, sorry.
Grey blouse, size 40.
Do you have a grey blouse, size 40?
Yes, we have grey blouses in size 40.
And how much do they cost, honey?
The blouse costs 68 euros.
Ooh, that's really a lot of money. I don't like it.
Blue trousers, size 54.
Do you have blue trousers, size 54?
Yes, we have blue trousers in size 54.
Tell me the price. Shock me.
The trousers cost 159 euros.
Wow, you really shocked me. Thank you, I don't take them.
Leather gloves, size M.
Do you have leather gloves size M?
Yes, we have leather gloves in size M.
And how much is the price?
The gloves cost 38 euros.
Ooh, is that dinosaur leather? I don't take them.
Red brassiere, size 80C.
Do you have red brass, size 80C?
Yes, we have red brass in size 80C.
80C, okay, and how much do they cost?
The bra costs 89 euros.
Ooh, that's a lot of money for a pair of boobs.
A yellow jumper in size S.
Do you have a yellow jumper in size S?
Yes, we have yellow jumpers in size S.
How much do they cost?
The jumper costs 129 euros.
Wow, is this Hollister or anything?
A colourful scarf.
Do you have a colourful scarf maybe for a good price?
Yes, we have colourful scarves.
So tell me the price, please. Do I want to know?
The scarf costs 59 euros.
59 euros. I'm dying.
That worked out great again.
Thank you.
Now practice these dialogues in your everyday life and then you will soon be a very satisfied customer. See you in the next video.
Ja, ich weiß dann noch nicht genau, was ich jetzt im beginnenden Frühjahr mit einem bunten Schal soll oder ob mir tatsächlich Lederhandschuhe zusammen mit einem BH und einem Kleid wirklich gut stehen. Dennoch, ja, du weißt, worum es geht. Und du kannst natürlich die Antworten auch entsprechend abwechseln. Du kannst dich informieren, wie man das alternativ formulieren könnte. Und du kannst als Spion sozusagen in ein Kleidergeschäft gehen, Bekleidungsgeschäft, und einfach mal auf Englisch zuhören, wie es dort tatsächlich von den Kunden formuliert wird. Zufriedenheit und Kritik. Jetzt aber du. Bitteschön.
Hello. I hope the exercises from the last video are working well. Today we will negotiate a bit more when we go shopping. For this we will take the same dialogues as in the previous video. But this time you say that the price is too expensive and you don't like the product. Here is an example. Brown shoes, size 43. The conversation begins as follows. Good afternoon, do you have brown shoes, size 45? I am the salesman and then answer. Yes, we have brown shoes in size 45. Then you ask. How much do the shoes cost? I answer, for example, with. The shoes cost 79 euros. Now it's your turn to reply. That's too expensive for me. Besides, I don't like the shoes. I will not buy these shoes. Did you understand everything? Then let's get started. Black shoes, size 41. Yes, we have black shoes, size 41. The shoes cost 58 euros. Red dress, size 38. Yes, we have a red dress, size 38. The dress costs 134 euros. Green t-shirt, size L. Yes, we have a green t-shirt in size L. The t-shirt costs 39 euros. Grey blouse, size 40. Yes, we have grey blouses in size 40. The blouse costs 68 euros. Blue trousers, size 54. Yes, we have blue trousers in size 54. The trousers cost 159 euros. Leather gloves, size M. Yes, we have leather gloves in size M. The gloves cost 38 euros. Red brassiere, size 80C. Yes, we have red brass in size 80C. The bra costs 89 euros. A yellow jumper in size S. Yes, we have yellow jumpers in size S. The jumper costs 129 euros. A colorful scarf. Yes, we have colorful scarves. The scarf costs 59 euros. That worked out great again. Now practice these dialogues in your everyday life and then you will soon be a very satisfied customer. See you in the next video.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner.